Welcome to Doc Talk, where we discuss all things doctoral. Been there, done that? Then we want to hear from you. Want to be there? Want to do that? Then this is the place to be. Still trying to figure it all out? Yeah, so am I. So come on, let's do this. Let's venture beyond a master's. To Doc Talk. Today is episode 30, and I've got some updates for you. So first of all, updates on the podcast feature for Sip and Chat. Now, you may have seen on the social media page and Facebook, there are two pages that we have. One is a quote unquote like page where you can go and like the page, you can share the page. But it's predominantly a place where I post things and people can comment, but you can't start your own post in that location. It's called Doc Talk : Venturing Beyond a Master's. So check it out. If you haven't plugged into that or liked it yet, please do. And then the other spot that I've been posting things is more of a collaborative. Actually, it's called the Doctoral Collaborative. It is also on Facebook, and it's a spot where any member of the group can post and share. It's interactive. It's intended to be interactive. And I really want to grow it so that it's not just me posting things, me prompting people to engage and interact. Please use it as a space to ask questions of each other. So for instance, many of you may know that I started this podcast because I'm trying to figure out what is it that I want to study. You know, back in 2013, I think it was November of 2013, I said I'd like to earn a doctoral degree, but I don't know what I'd get it in. So eventually I came up with the idea with some help from one of my sisters and my brother to start a podcast and just start asking people how they did it. So that's how this came about. I share that because I have not done this sort of work or study yet at this level. So, you know, who better to engage with one another and ask questions of each other than those of you who are in the midst of it, or those of you who are interested, or those of you who have completed. So please use the Doctoral Collaborative as a space where you can engage with others. I really want that to be a site for, or a Facebook social media location for people to interact with one another. You have probably seen perhaps a Sip and Chat flyer, I would call it, or a post where I'm saying, hey, you know, this is the idea that I have, is let's do a Sip and Chat, and we'll have people who have earned doctoral degrees or in the midst of earning them who also are mixologists, right? So I thought it'd be really cool to get folks together and we can get a few recipes before our live event. My goal is to have at least two or three doctoral degree holding guests who are also mixologists. The idea is to pick their brains about what it is they studied, a little bit of everything. And it'll be open for members or guests that evening during the event to ask questions of these mixologist doctors. So right now I've got one. I have one person who is interested and in doing that, and he's got some great ideas. I was just in touch with, and I need to look at my phone real quick, my LinkedIn. I was in touch with a gentleman who's not a mixologist per se. So he owns a brewing and distilling analytical services company. Ooh, that's a mouthful. And he is, I connected with him on LinkedIn, but anyway, Dr. Gary Spedding, he's a little swamped at the moment, so he's got a lot of stuff going on, but I thought, you know, it'd be kind of neat to have him. He's a biochemist by initial training, and then he kind of found his way into the world of beer and spirits analytical chemistry. So that's kind of cool. I thought he might be a great candidate. We may have him on at some point, but I don't think he's going to be available for that that time frame, the late April, early May time frame. So we'll keep him in mind for future conversation, even if it's just him as a solo guest. So that is the status of the Sip and Chat. If you know anybody who holds a doctoral degree and they are mixologists, definitely, 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 please let me know. Shoot me a message, connect with me, and I would love to be able to connect with the person, you or the person that you have in mind. Okay, so that's the first part. The next thing is I have this idea to have a guest on who will help us learn about oils. How can oils, when I say oils, I don't mean like olive oil or coconut oil, although those could be used as base oils. Well, anyway, I'm not an oil specialist, but I'm talking about essential oils. So I have someone in mind and she's really excited about coming on to talk about essential oils and how they can be used to augment or improve our mood, to improve our environment in a way that facilitates or optimizes learning and productivity. So I thought that would be useful. Please, if you have ideas, share those in the Doctoral Collaborative, post them on Doc Talk Venturing Beyond a Master's group as well on that page for any ideas that you would like this upcoming guest to address. I mean, they're, you know, where do I massage the oil if I want to have restful sleep? Or what kind of oil do I use to optimize my learning or help me to focus better? Anxiety. Maybe you have some anxiety over, you know, these requirements that you have to turn in. So yeah, I'd love to hear your questions because it'll just help make the guest's visit even more, more useful and more geared toward what you all as adult learners, as students would like to know. Okay. So I need to share this because, you know, typically on this podcast, I usually have guests. I like talking to people. I like hearing from them. I like learning what it is that they do. I like asking questions. So it's very natural for me to have guests on the show. What is less natural for me is to do a show by myself, like I'm doing right now. But sometimes it's necessary. And this is one of those times that it's necessary. And I want to share something. So it's kind of interesting how things work out. Oh gosh, about 2.5 weeks ago, I did a call with a guest and it was a really, I thought it was a very great call. It was definitely, I've never talked to anyone who's been in this individual's particular situation before. Just so folks know, you can become a doctor of public health. So a DR, capital P, capital H. So let's get back to why I am doing this solo today. So it's kind of interesting how it worked out. Great conversation. We finished up. We were on for about an hour and 15 minutes and we hopped off the phone. And I'd say within 30 minutes of finishing the recording, I get a text message that says, "Hey, listen, I'm really, really sorry, but I would really appreciate it if you didn't share this podcast call with folks on your website or anywhere." Of course, that really took me by surprise because I thought it was a great call. I truly believe that this individual has some great information they can share with people and inspire folks who may have had a similar, you know, journey to this up to this point, or someone who thinks it can't be done because of their current circumstances. But if they had heard this particular conversation, they might see the possibilities that are there, despite any circumstances that would suggest otherwise. Anyhow, so I thought, oh man, okay. Well, my first response was yes, I will definitely honor that. I won't share the call with anyone. And I let the individual know that I was thankful for the opportunity to have spoken with this person. And let's see, what else did I say? I said, you have a very unique story. I think if people had a chance to hear it, you would definitely motivate and inspire them. And finally, I ended it with, listen, if you ever change your mind, please just reach out and let me know. And, you know, regards, Allison, is basically the way I left it. It'd be great if I got a call back in the future and said, hey, okay, I'm in a place now where I feel comfortable with sharing this information with folks. But, you know, it may happen, it may not. And in the event that it doesn't, I did want to at least pull some of the like key points. Obviously, I'm not sharing who this person is, but there's something that really jumped out at me in terms of self-care. Self-care has been something that's on my mind lately. In fact, I use birthday money that my husband and children gave me to do a massage today, got a 60-minute massage today, and yesterday I had got a much-needed facial. It's been so long since I've actually taken care of myself in that way, and I can just feel the difference already. So when I talked to this person, this individual about 2.5 weeks ago or so, there was a comment that really stood out to me, and we've probably all heard this in some form or another, but the thing that was stated was, it's important as you're going through your doctoral program, and I think this can apply to anybody at any time, the importance of taking care of you, of yourself from day one, and I love this part, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. So think about that. Like, are you in a situation now where you're just going and going and going, and you have people that you're responsible for, whether it's family members or, you know, subordinates at work who you supervise? How are you taking care of yourself as you're going through your studies in relation to how you could be taking care of yourself? How full or how empty is this cup you're trying to give and pour into other people and other things? Is it full? Is it almost empty, almost on E? Is it completely empty? So when I talked to this individual, the comment, you know, we talked about this, how you can suffer, like your mental health can suffer. This person's sleep was lacking severely. There was weight gain involved and just an overall sense of lethargy and like a loss of enjoyment for things that this person used to enjoy doing, whether it was meal prepping or reading for pleasure or actually having hobbies or exercise, right? All these things went by the wayside. And this individual was sharing that it's very important that you take care of yourself. And there was regret there that it wasn't something that this person did from the get-go. There was a period of time where it was really, really tough and dark and gloomy and just nugging this doctoral program, like just suffering through it because the self-care just wasn't there. The priority was not on self. And when this person actually started to prioritize and invest in themselves, they started to feel more like themselves even before starting this this educational journey. Started reading books for pleasure again, started exercising again, and even seeing a therapist, because, you know, sometimes we just need to talk to someone about what we're going through. Yeah, you can talk to yourself, but we need to talk to someone who's neutral, someone who's not going to judge us, someone we feel comfortable sharing our struggles with. Like, man, I don't feel like doing anything. Someone that you can trust to listen, and maybe not just listen, but offer you some advice on how to pull yourself out of these sorts of ruts. So eating the foods that we choose to eat, you know, once this person realized, oh my gosh, I really am suffering, I really need to get on a better course, things started to change. The takeaways are, remember to prioritize and invest in yourself, and don't wait until the end. Like, don't wait until you think there's more time, or until you make it past X milestone. Like, oh, if I get past this milestone in my journey towards earning this PhD or doctoral degree, I will then start getting back to exercising, right? No, all of these self-care areas will actually make you more productive. It seems so counterintuitive because I know I've been there. Oh, I can't take time to do, you know, just a few minutes of stretching because I've got to go finish folding the laundry, or I just don't have time. I'd rather just close my eyes for a few minutes before I have to pick the kids up instead of stretching. Or, you know, when you start to make excuses for not taking time to do something that makes you feel better, your productivity actually decreases. it's very counterintuitive. It seems like, oh, I got to spend time on studying this. I got to spend time on researching this. Well, if you do that, you're going to find that you start to burn and wear yourself out. You need some outlets. You need to take care of yourself. So, oh, let me share this. I have not read this particular book, but the guest did share that there is a book that they would recommend that they enjoyed reading, and it's called The Warmth of Other Suns, The Epic Story of America's Great Migration, and it's by Isabel Wilkerson. It's a winner of a National Book Critics Circle Award. So I'm going to tell you, I have never read this book, but The Great Migration, which is, let's see, The Warmth of Other, okay, Epic Story of America's Great Migration. It was written in 2010. And just to share a little bit about The Great Migration, I am getting this from Wikipedia, so look at it elsewhere. I just wanted to pull up a quick summary of what the Great Migration was to be able to share that. So the Great Migration, sometimes known as the Great Northward Migration or the Black Migration, was the movement of 6 million African Americans out of the rural southern United States to the urban Northeast, Midwest, and West that occurred between 1916 and 1917. Oh, I'm sorry, 1916 and 1970. It was caused primarily by the poor economic conditions, as well as the prevalent racial segregation and discrimination in the southern states where Jim Crow laws were upheld. So that's a plug for the book that I, once again, I have not read this, so don't go read it and be like, that was awful. Allison said it was going to be really good. No, the person I talked to really enjoyed it. And enjoyed it enough to share that that is something, is a book that would be on their list of recommends. So that's Isabel Wilkerson with The Warmth of Other Suns. Okay, let's see here. What do I want to talk about now? Self-care. So, let's see. I was looking things up online and, you know, I used to actually get Success Magazine, like hard copy, and I haven't looked at that in a while. It was back when Darren Hardy was the CEO. Okay, so 12 self-care tips for busy people. Now, I'm just going to read through these and then I'm going to share with you the ones that really stood out to me. Okay, one, establish a morning self-care routine. This is from Success Magazine from February 4th, 2019. So number one, establish a morning self-care routine. And of course, each of these has a little tidbit under it. I'm not going to read those, but let's keep going. Number two, reward yourself. Number three, speak with a therapist. We heard that earlier from the guest, right? Four, schedule days off. Five, automate when you can. Six, and I'm guilty of not abiding by this one, get plenty of sleep. Seven, reflect on the three best things that happened today. Eight, use positive language and self-talk. Nine, make time for family and friends. 10, do something creative. 11, crush the simple tasks first. And 12, pace yourself and set realistic goals. So out of those 12, there are three that really stood out to me. Number one was the fact that the guest I was on the call with actually said they took advantage of speaking or connecting with a therapist to help them get through some of these struggles that they were going through. So speaking with a therapist jumped out at me. Getting plenty of sleep, that is definitely something that stands out to me because I don't do that well enough right now. We know that sleep is the time that our body has a opportunity to heal itself. Healing itself and maintaining a healthy state. We need sleep. What does this person actually say on here? Because I'm curious. I like to sleep at least 8 hours every night. I don't set an alarm unless I absolutely have to. When I do have to set an alarm, I use a sleep app called Sleep Cycle. Okay. It wakes me up at an optimal time rather than when I am in a deep sleep. On a regular basis, I take time to exercise, try to get sunlight daily, eat healthily, and also get my body to 101 degrees a few times a week. Okay. So that, once again, is from the Success Magazine online, 12 self-care tips for busy people. This one really jumped out at me. Reflect on the three best things that happened today. So the first thing that comes to my mind when I read that was gratitude journaling. gratitude journaling is huge. Like, people who are actively grateful and express gratitude, whether it's directly towards other people or writing it down, become more mindful and actually attract more great things in their own lives. So this reminded me, I don't know if any of you are familiar with Dr. Wayne Dyer. He is, he unfortunately passed away, I think it was a couple years ago, but there's something that he talks about. It's called Do This 3 Minutes Before Sleep. You can look it up. It's based on the book Three Magic Words by Uel. I'm not really sure how this person pronounces their name. U-E-L-L. Uel. U-L. Uel. Yeah. Stanley Anderson. And so that's the author. And Dr. Wayne Dyer has a, you can go on YouTube and look up, Do This 3 Minutes Before Sleep. But he gives some ideas as to what you can do before you go to sleep. But there's one in particular that I used to listen to by him. And before you, as you're laying down, and this is a different one, as you're laying down, you close your eyes and you think of all the good things that happened to you that day. And you allow that to be what causes you to drift into your sleep. So you are mindful about the goodness that happened during the day, and that's how you go into your sleep, so that your subconscious can work on that while you're asleep and be grateful. So I just see a connection between all these things. Reflecting on the three best things that happened today is on this list of 12, and it reminded me of gratitude journaling, and it also reminded me of Dr. Wayne Dyer and how he says or recommends to fall asleep to get that subconscious working on a positive plane while you're asleep, right? Just a little thing that stood out to me when I looked up that book, Three Magic Words. There's a portion from the summary where the author, I'm not familiar with that name, Stanley Anderson, a portion says, conceptual habits of the conscious mind are the greatest bar to man's discovery of himself. That jumped out at me. I thought that was pretty interesting and worth noting. So, do something creative. Make the time to do something creative. So, just an example of something that I've done recently. This past week was spring break for my older children. And one of my daughters, they all like to draw on some level, but one of them really has a knack for it, a real talent in the area of art. And she said, hey, mommy, let's play this game, three marker challenge. Okay. So this is something you can do with friends or anyone, but what you want to do, you can actually draw things, because that's how we've played it before. But this time she wanted me to print off coloring pages. So what you do is you print off coloring pages, or you just pick something that you draw. In this case, we printed off coloring pages. And what you do is you close your eyes, you put the markers in a little container, and everybody draws three markers. And it doesn't matter what color you get. It could be markers or crayons, but markers are kind of fun. Everybody draws three markers, and whatever colors you get, you have to color your coloring page with those markers. It's kind of cool because, the other day I pulled, they let me switch it out, but I pulled a white color pencil out on white paper. That's not going to work that well. The girls let me put that one back and pick out another color, but you can end up with all shades of brown, and you have to color a duck, right? Or all shades of brown and you have to color a pig. Or anyway, we were coloring and I think I had red, blue, and green, and I had to color the little boss baby guy from that movie, Boss Baby. And I made him look really wild and crazy. But it's kind of fun. So I'm just sharing that because that was something creative that we did the other day. It doesn't have to be difficult. And I'm going to tell you, when it comes to the area of creativity, I feel like I overthink it sometimes. I really do. So if you're in that boat, trust me, you're not alone. Like, how do I get creative? What do I draw? What do I do? Do the three marker challenge. It would be so fun. Just pull some markers out and do the challenge. Okay. Well, I think I've shared enough for today. I hope you were able to take something away from this. even in the absence of an actual guest, but I did want to bring you up to speed on these upcoming podcast features and guests, encourage you to comment and engage on the social media groups and pages, and to also just point out some highlights from that last guest who asked not to have their call shared publicly. So I wanted to honor that, but I did want to pull out the tidbits that I thought were useful and everyone could make use of without disclosing who this individual is. All right. That's all I've got. You all have a great rest of your week, and thanks for staying tuned. And please share, and subscribe wherever you listen. Subscribe and leave a review. If you can leave a review, it'd be great. I think these algorithms like reviews, and Doc Talk Venturing Beyond a Master's will get more visibility the more reviews that are left. So thanks, and have a great rest of your week.
This is your host, Allison Marchin, and I'm so glad you were here. And I'm looking forward to the next time. Let's do this again.